Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Awake Here podcast. I know it's been a couple weeks. Been really busy with work, got a little bit sick, didn't have really much free time. And as you know, I do run like a business. And unfortunately, I try to do this when I have some free time. So I couldn't kind of take a break. So if you've been following me for a long period of time, you know that sometimes I disappear for a couple weeks. This is just normal. This just means that Matt is just very, either he's stressed out, sick, or he just needs a break. From everything that's happening in the world. It's a beautiful time to be alive. Like I've told everybody from the beginning, you are blessed to be alive during this time because you are witnessing the slow reorganization of the world from where things were supposed to be and supposed to end up in Hillary's presidency to where we are today, which is Donald Trump's presidency. Like I said, they never expected her to lose. And look where we are now. We talked about from the beginning, what would things be like if Hillary would have won? Well, much different than they would have been today. I'll tell you that. But now that Trump has won and we're on year basically nine of the strategic undoing of communism or Barack Obama's presidency, let's dive into the latest things. So I always talk about Canada, and why is Canada important is because Canada is the enemy. Canada is run by a deep, dark communist conspiracy that is working with our enemies to basically be a front against the Western world and America, especially America, obviously, because it's the military backbone that protects the Western world. And as you know, this war that's happening in Ukraine, the USA was supposed to be sucked in this war, and there was supposed to be a major altering event. I would say this, a violent changeover of power, as Yuri Bezmenov calls it. Yuri Bezmenov is that famous KGB spy that defected and had his kind of interview on television. Now, this violent changeover of power would be a world-altering, power structure-changing war, where the Western world and the USA would have been taking the big fat after this war, and things would have entered a normalization period where a communist Soviet takeover over the Western world, and put all the pieces together, ladies and gentlemen, all the globalist establishment, the globalist people. I've talked to you about how they lied about the Iron Curtain collapse. I talked to you how they're working for our enemies, how they're taking Western civilization and slowly bringing it to its collapse so it can be taken over. And the latest updates in regards to Canadians, like we're getting back to here, the latest Carney update. Now, we told you from the very beginning that Carney is here for very suspicious and nefarious reasons. Why is that? Well, Justin Trudeau, when he was elected in 2015, that's when Canada voted themselves into communism. Now, he had a specific agenda that he was supposed to accomplish, ladies and gentlemen, which I've detailed on the podcast and on my website. And this guy just couldn't pull it off. So once Trudeau became really unpopular, and once he lost that seat or that riding in Toronto downtown, which had been strong liberal, all the alarm bells went off that this communist conspiracy that governs Canada was going to lose control. And in came Mark Carney as the economic advisor. He was briefed, and then he announced that he was going to run for prime minister, and the whole machine, the whole liberal media machine, George Soros, all his organizations, everybody told you, all the bots on Twitter told you that this guy was going to be the answer to Trump and he was going to be the most wonderful thing ever, and he didn't win a majority. So what is he trying to do, ladies and gentlemen? He needs a majority because the purpose of Mark Carney, ladies and gentlemen, is to accomplish what Justin Trudeau was not successful at. Now, if Hillary would have won the election and Justin Trudeau was more popular because of that, things would have turned out a lot differently. However, now we have a bunch of people in Canada that don't like what's going on. They think something is suspicious. And Mark Carney is really kind of in a trouble position. There's going to be a giant war. The globalists have all their hands in on this war with working for China, working for Russia, working for Iran, working for all these enemy nations of ours. And they're all going to be exposed, ladies and gentlemen. And they're all ganging together to protect themselves. So once again, Carney is there to accomplish Justin Trudeau's agenda, which means complete net censorship. He's going to make it so you can't communicate or see news devices. And it wouldn't surprise me in the slightest that Instagram and Facebook either become completely banned or partially banned because they are DARPA US run. He's also there to basically continue the collapse of the currency for Canada, to basically put up a dependency for Canadian citizens to rely on a government handouts, to prepare themselves for obviously this worldwide revolution where global government will be created after the fall of the USA and they enact their communist dream. And don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, that more people are going to continue to cross the lines here. Everyone in Canada knows what's at stake. Everybody in politics knows what Carney is there for. All those who are compromised and know all this will cross the floor. Don't be surprised. They are organizing a way for themselves to maintain power after the truth comes out and to gang up and obviously take on the USA, who they are kind of suspect now that the USA is going to now win this war. So don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if you see more agenda coming forward that they're going to finance Canada's military out of nowhere. They're going to spend all this money on NATO, even though they hated NATO for so many years because NATO was working with the USA. And don't be surprised if the European Union and Carney become like one and they all work together and completely ignore the USA. Now, all these kind of ads that came out, we talked about those before, that Doug Ford and everybody was, don't believe anything that comes out of this government's mouth when in Canada. I'll tell you right this right now. Mark Carney specifically tried to sabotage any kind of economic relationships with the United States. And they're doing this, like I told you, on purpose to make it so that the USA is kind of seen as the front bearer. The USA is kind of the front bearer of all this negativity that's happening around us. They're the cause of all this poverty in Canada. They're the cause of all this problem. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Aren't you angry with him yet? It's going to be clear as night and day. So don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, if at the end of the day, the Chinese government really takes off in building up a strategic stronghold in Canada. As we talked about in the last podcast, this is very key to understand. I talked about to everybody how they were going to basically go to the Chinese government and say, hey, listen, we can make your electric vehicles in Canada. And this was going to be a huge undertaking, obviously complete turnaround from how they ran this before with tariffs and obviously kind of banning them. Now, Carney is there to basically reunite China into this kind of economic understanding with Canada, where they were going to build up covert Chinese military here in Canada. They were going to build auto plants. So not just take over the current auto plants that exist, they're going to build more auto plants. And this is for later manufacturing weapons of war. Obviously, to go against the USA once the whole truth comes out. It's going to be a crazy time to be alive. And you can really see now, ladies and gentlemen, this war is coming forward and it's becoming more and more apparent. We have an entire military brigade down over in Venezuela. Maduro looks like he's going to be forced to step down. Amazing things are coming for the Venezuelan people. And there's a big enough armada down there that they can literally take over the Panama Canal. They can take out Venezuela, Colombia, Cuba, any of these things that happen. So really, we're starting to see this kind of covert war or silent war that's happening become more and more apparent. This is really interesting because if you look at latest military developments when it comes to the USA, the USA is coming out with all this wonderful technology now that really bodes not too well for Russia and China. We talked, I guess, how many months ago was it now? Maybe about 6 to 8 months ago. I talked about how nuclear tipped cruise missiles were going to be front and center when it came to Trump's agenda. And Biden, in his time of office, had tried to cancel these nuclear tipped cruise missiles that the Trump administration in his first term has tried to progress. These nuclear tipped cruise missiles, there's two variants. Number one, there's a stealth variant that can go on all fighters. They can go on the B-52s. So imagine now you have a cruise missile with a 150 kiloton nuclear warhead on it. The USA could have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these, and they can defeat any kind of missile shoot-down system or evade them. It's game-changing technology. And obviously the fact that nuclear-tipped cruise missiles could now go back on ships and it could go on Virginia-class submarines. How many Virginia-class submarines does the U.S. have? I'm not quite sure, but I think it's about 24. And you can imagine all these cruise missiles on these submarines, you're really witnessing kind of a game-changing war mechanism right before this war unfolds. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in the most amazing time to be alive. You really could see the communists had the USA kind of by the throat right when Barack Obama was leaving office and things were supposed to be enacted. And now you're starting to see everything kind of turn around where the other side is positioning themselves to get the communists by the throat. You're really in, like I said from the beginning, ladies and gentlemen, you are in an imperialist war between two sides. And everyone's going to have to choose a side. You're either against the Western world and you're for the East, you're for other policies, you're for global government, or you're for freedom. And that's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. Go to theawakener.ca. That's all for now.